A person should possess dignity. He should possess self-respect. It shouldn't be that if something happens to you, then you start begging, asking and spreading your hands in front of others. So please tell us how to develop the trait of self-respect. If beggars develop self-respect within themselves, then I don't think they'll remain beggar anymore.
He should have trust in Allah. He should be content. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, it's from the rights of Allah that one should be despair of people's belongings. Whatever he needs, he shall desire from Allah. He should not look towards the wealth of people. My Rabb will give whatever I need. This mindset will bring about self-respect and dignity. But actually, a person looks above him in terms of worldly matters. In terms of wealth, if I have a bike, then so-and-so has a motorbike. Person walking will look at the one with the bike, and he will look at the one with the motorbike, and he will look at the one with the car. And the one with the car will look towards a better model car, and he will look towards even a better model. He will then look at having two cars, and this is how this process continues. Whereas in terms of good deeds, they'll look at the one below them. Like if you say to someone, please do this work, it's an act of reward. He'll reply, so-and-so doesn't do it either. People give these examples. He doesn't do it. He doesn't offer his salah. So-and-so doesn't do it either. Whereas what should happen is that we should look at people who are more pious than us. So we prosper in good deeds. And in terms of wealth, if we look at a person who is less fortunate than us, then our problems will be resolved.